Franklin Graham's festivals are powerful events for proclaiming the gospel, and the Internet Evangelism Ministry is adding to the effectiveness. That outreach connects with people 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and does special work during festivals. Here's John Cass, Director of Internet Evangelism.
Very similar to, in the past, how they've done radio or they have done a broadcast by television, we're now taking it online for streaming. So we've set up a webcast we really just launched that out in a full effort this year. We've done some in the past, testing things, but it was a full launch effort this year, starting with El Paso.
The live streaming of the El Paso Festival of Hope this past April was very well received, and efforts since then have been very effective. In conjunction with Franklin Graham's Festival of Hope in Pittsburgh,
overall, our streaming audience, unique viewers that spent some time on the site, was just under 40,000 unique views. We had about 790 people that indicated that they had prayed a prayer of salvation. And like I said, that was from about 145 countries.
Those people who do connect with the online ministry then decide to make a commitment to Jesus Christ are then helped in finding a church in their home communities.
Those people that make decisions in that area, if they've given us their contact details, we're going to send those on to local churches that are comfortable, because they need to connect with them through the medium in which people came, and that's through the stream, that's online. So we want them to email them. That may be different than some churches are used to. So we're kind of changing the model a little bit, but we're doing the by all means possible to reach people.
Part of the exciting potential of the internet effort is that regardless of where a festival is being held, people around the world can be part of it in a very direct way because of the internet connection.
We have evangelistic pleas throughout, encouraging people to go. The page that they're watching on will have the gospel presentation. It'll have the option for them to be linked up with a chat counselor if they have questions. So we have chat volunteers online. We have email response. They may just want to email us questions, so we're there to do that as well. And then ultimately, if they go through the process, like we've had set up for online evangelism, is they can do a one-on-one discipleship course.
If the work you're hearing about is exciting or inspiring to you, you can be part of the online effort, and your time and prayers will be welcome.
I talked about those chat volunteers. People may like to get online, and they're pretty good at having a conversation, you know, typing back and forth, if you will. That is a ministry opportunity that is available. Responding to emails, questions that people have, that is a volunteer opportunity, as well as we have the discipleship course where we take people through a 5-week one-on-one type session. So if they want to volunteer and they want to learn more about the ministry online, they go to searchforjesus.net. And on there, they'll find out information on volunteering, how to get their churches involved, and all that good stuff.
The Billy Graham Evangelistic Association's internet ministry has already had considerable worldwide impact since its launch in April 2011.
We're right around 25 million presentations. So 25 million unique, again, we like to say unique viewers, people that spent some time on the site. And so just over 3 years, 25 million presentations of the gospel, with almost 4.7 million people indicating that they prayed a prayer of salvation.
Internet evangelism, literally reaching people around the world with the good news of Jesus Christ. Again, if you'd like to be a part of the effort, the address is searchforjesus.net. I'm Mike McLean.